two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story is developing news. One person is dead after a huge avalanche in Utah County last night. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the story.
A 38-year-old snowmobiler got caught in an avalanche in Pole Canyon near Cedar Fort, just west of Eagle Mountain.
He was found 22 feet below the surface.
Sergeant Spencer Canyon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says he had all the recommended safety equipment, but this amount of snow was just too much.
Safety equipment is there, and we always recommend having that. But when you have this amount of snow, Mother Nature doesn't care what your safety equipment is.
Though Cannon says had he not been wearing a beacon, with all the snow that's fallen this year, crews may not have found his body for months. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
In breaking news at this hour, we have learned within the last half hour that the shooter in the Nashville school shooting bought seven guns legally. Police say the shooter did not specifically target their victims at the Covenant School yesterday. The suspect, Audrey Hale, was a former student at the school. Police say there is still no word on a potential motive. KSL's top national stories. Investigators are working on that mass shooting in Nashville. A woman from Nashville says a suspected shooter, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, sent her distressing Instagram messages right before the attack. Paige Patton played basketball with Hale in junior high and says she got essentially a suicide note from Hale before the shooting.
I just wish that, you know, I want to find a solution or a way that we can better respond to mental health things like this, you know.
Paige says she tried to reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Nashville Non-Emergency Line, but wasn't able to get Hale the help that she needed. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, free confidential help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call or text the National Lifeline at 988. Other national stories. KSL is following. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to discuss the recent failure of banks like Silicon Valley Bank and the wider impact on the U.S. financial system.
Recent efforts to stabilize the banking system and stem potential contagion from the failures of FSB and Signature have ensured that depositors will continue to have access to their savings, that small businesses and other employers can continue to make payrolls, and that other banks, small, medium, and large, can continue to extend credit to borrowers and serve as a source of support.
FDIC Chairman Martin Gruenberg says the cost to cover the collapse of SVB will be about $20 billion. The back and forth continues between the White House and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the issue of raising the debt ceiling and spending cuts.
The White House is standing firm, insisting that Congress must raise the debt limit without any conditions or negotiations. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noting in a statement that House Republicans did that three times when former President Trump was in office. Jean-Pierre alludes to the recent banking crisis, adding, quote, recent events underscore the need for Congress to address the debt limit as soon as possible. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sent a letter to President Biden requesting a meeting to discuss the debt ceiling and negotiate spending cuts. The White House says those two issues must be tackled separately. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Officials say a Russian court has convicted a single father over social media posts criticizing the war in Ukraine and sentenced him to 2 years in prison. The case is a grim indication that the Kremlin is ramping up its crackdown on dissent. Russia seems to be targeting more people and handing out harsher punishments for anti-war criticism. Californians are bracing for another round of strong and potentially damaging winter weather today and tomorrow.
For Californians, it's kind of unbelievable that there's no end in sight to the back-to-back storms that have been hitting for months. After a warm and dry break of just a couple of days, now the state getting slammed again. This guy in San Francisco.
I've been here for 35 years, so this is the most rain I've seen in the entire time I've been living here.
Allison Bridger, chair of meteorology at San Jose State University, says this storm hitting won't be the last.
There might be another one late next weekend, and if you believe the long-range models, there might be another one at Easter.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Provo Canyon will be closed periodically later today as crews work to clear out rock overhangs above the highway. UDOT will close the road for 20-minute spans between 1 and 3. That means anyone needing to head up the highway later today could be up against some delays. Now, we'll hear from a UDOT spokesperson at 12:45 during the KSL In-Depth. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Right now, we're looking at a very good drive on I-15 for anyone traveling north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. It's I-215's west belt where construction is going to catch you. You've got to scoot over into a right lane of traffic. And those delays will start after 2100 South and continue up to I-80 where left lanes are blocked with road work. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding near Tremont.
More teenagers are choosing to skip college.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. I entered the financial world and started my business to help others. It makes me proud to listen to our clients speak about us and their experience.
Well, I think I have to say the two most important things that we've gotten from Trajan Wealth is transparency and communication. And we had a consultation, and when we sat down with our appointment, he was just so very upfront, checked on all the fees that we were paying somewhere else and exactly what to expect. The communication is fantastic.
It's better than other places, I think.
And
if we want to see somebody, they're here. They're available.
The availability is great.
Experience what a local trusted fiduciary can do for you. Call Trajan today at 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation for testimony. Financial advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, one person is dead after a huge avalanche in Utah County. The snowmobiler was caught in the avalanche last night. Their body was recovered this morning. KSL News Time, 12:08. The Park Record will soon have new owners. Tatiana and Matthew Prince from Park City are buying the 143-year-old newspaper. Tatiana says that they are committed to investing in the newspaper to help the Park Record be a hub for the community. Paper was previously owned by Swift Communications out of West Virginia. The paper will keep operating like normal with the same staff. KSL Sports, tonight is a big night for the UVU men's basketball team. They are playing in the Final Four of the NIT. The Wolverines will look to win their 29th game of the season when they face Alabama-Birmingham. Now, the game is in Las Vegas and tips at 7:30. Utah Valley University is hosting a watch party for the game tonight at the UCCU Center in Orem. That will begin at 6:30. Future bases on the moon will require water, and scientists say it could already be there on the surface. They just have to figure out how to access it.
Billions of tons of water could be extracted from glass beads that are strewn about the lunar surface, according to new research from Open University. The particles, which are less than a millimeter across, are created when meteoroids slam into the moon, spewing up molten droplets that then solidify. Researchers say they could be used as sources of oxygen as well. NASA's ongoing Artemis missions plan to return astronauts to the moon in 2025. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
An amateur gold digger struck the jackpot. The person who discovered it is choosing to be anonymous. He found the 10-pound nugget in Australia. It's worth $160,000. It already has a nickname, the Lucky Strike Nugget. KSL News Time 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Afternoon, Maria. We're looking at a rather quiet start to your noontime drive. If you're traveling the Valley freeways, including I-15, overall, not bad. No accidents, but we do have a spot of slowing. It's on I-215's West Belt northbound. It's as you're passing 2100 south up to the I-80 junction where construction is blocking off two left lanes of travel. Type O positive blood. ARUP Blood Services needs you. Need has never been greater with national and local shortages. ARUP has two locations open all week with walk-ins welcome. Call or visit utahblood.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still below normal today with a high of 53, but it should feel nice. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, partly cloudy skies. And for tomorrow, windy the first half, 57 degrees the high, then rain and snow moving in late. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll hear more about what happened in a fatal avalanche last night in Utah County. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for. They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast,
don't imagine.
Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Hi, it's Julie from Logan. March has come in like Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I'm not sure it will ever leave. It might be a really long time till popcorn's popping on the apricot trees, which is all the more reason for a change of scenery. Come chill in Logan for spring break or anytime you need a break. Head to the Cache Valley Fun Park for laser tag, hatchet throwing, bowling, and arcade games. Take your family to Angie's for a kitchen sink, a mountainous banana split on steroids served in an actual sink. See them hand-dipping chocolates at the Bluebird Candy Company. We have so much family fun. Come and see. Spring break is when we're usually talking all about the original baby animal days at the American West Heritage Center. But the babies took one look at all the snow and rain and said, nope. Instead, come and pet all the baby farm animals every Saturday in May and then join us for the huge Baby Animal Days Festival Memorial Day weekend. Can't get enough winter? We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts where tickets are actually affordable. Or rent snowmobiles and stay at Beaver Creek Lodge. More info at explorelogan.com.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
search and rescue crews have recovered the body of a missing snowmobiler who got caught in an avalanche in a canyon west of Eagle Mountain. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the S line in Sugar House is completely shut down right now because of a power pole issue. UTA says a bus bridge is covering the route. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Construction is going to catch you and slow you down on I-215's west belt. This is northbound as you're passing 2100 south. Left lanes are blocked to traffic the closer you get to the I-80 junction. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, 53 today with mostly sunny skies. It's a beautiful one. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 46 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Still no motive in what led to yesterday's mass shooting at Covenant School in Nashville, but investigators are learning more about the shooter, identified as 28-year-old Audrey Hale. Nashville Police Public Affairs Director Don Aaron says it appears Hale planned the attack, but the shootings appear random.
This school, this church building, was a target of the shooter, but we have no information at present to indicate that the shooter was specifically targeting any one of the six individuals.
The victims included 3 9-year-old children. Police also say Hale bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores in Nashville legally. Officers are shown on police body cam video racing into the school after the initial calls and shooting and killing Hale. A judge has ordered Vice President Mike Pence is required to turn over documents and answer questions for special counsel Jack Smith, who's investigating efforts by former President Trump to overturn the 2020 election. The federal judge for the D.C. District Court rejected the former president's argument of executive privilege. Recovery efforts still underway in Mississippi following the tornado outbreak last weekend. At least 21 people died across the state. One of the hardest hit areas, Rolling Fork, where an EF4 tornado decimated much of the town's homes and businesses. One survivor recounted the harrowing moments when the twister churned through. ABC's Whit Johnson is on the ground there.
The man who lived here says he survived by taking cover inside his shower, holding pillows over his head. And now, like so many others here, he's overwhelmed and unsure about what to do next.
FEMA crews on the ground to help with relief efforts. Judicial reform in Israel on hold for now. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu backing down to take a vote this week that would give him and his coalition more power over the courts. It follows weeks of massive protests by Israelis. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A snowmobiler was killed in an avalanche last night in Polk Canyon near Cedar Ford in Utah County. Sergeant Spencer Cannon from the Utah County Sheriff's Office spoke at a press conference this afternoon and said recovery efforts went on even though the avalanche risk hadn't ended.
There is still avalanche risk. There were some sections of the mountain, I believe, over towards the east a little bit that had not come down, and that was still presenting a risk. And when you have an operation that is no longer a rescue operation but is a recovery operation, your primary concern then becomes for the safety of the rescuers or the people working on the recovery operation. They evaluated that and determined that the risk was low enough that they could stay there. They also had to consider that forecasts are for more storms in the next few days, depositing more snow in this area. And so they were able to stay. They were able to get down to where he was. They got a pretty good location where he was at about 10 minutes to 9. It was about 20 after that they confirmed the location and that that he was deceased. But it took another hour or so after 10 o'clock before they were able to bring the victim's body out, and he was taken to the medical examiner's office up in Taylorsville.
The victim was found buried under 22 feet of snow. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Right now, we have no accidents reported on the Valley Freeways. Again, as we've reported, Highway 189, intermittent road closures at the mouth of Provo Canyon between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock this afternoon. And slowdowns due to construction on the West Belt. This is going northbound from just after 2100 South to the I-80 junction, where left lanes of travel are restricted. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, how about a high of 53 degrees today, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, windy the first half, then we bring in the rain and snow, high of 57. 43, snow showers Thursday. 44 on Friday, a.m. snow shower, then partly cloudy. 52, partly cloudy on Saturday. 52, mostly cloudy by Sunday. Early next week, another storm. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. A lot of red in the markets. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ down by more than 100 points. A complete update of your money news is coming up next.
Coming soon at Deseret Book. This is a singular time in your life, President Russell M. Nelson said. There won't be another quite like it. This life really is the time when you get to decide what kind of life you want to live forever. Now is your time to prepare to meet God. For the rising generation and anyone at a crossroads in life, this counsel from the prophet will help you make life's most important decisions. Available May 1st at Deseret Book, Deseret Bookshelf, and DeseretBook.com.
Now at Deseret Book. Imagine family study of the New Testament alongside Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. What would a personal lesson on compassion from Elder Ulysses Suarez do for the love felt within your home? Are there people in your life who would benefit from hearing Elder Neil L. Anderson's Witness of the Savior? Deseret Book can help. Our Day Star Rising, Compassion the Great Healer's Art, and Jesus is the Christ. Now at Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com.
Did you know Shields does golf fittings year-round by our golf experts? Whether you're looking to improve your distance, accuracy, or just wanting a confidence boost, your local Shields has a fitting bay with experts ready to get you custom fit in the latest and greatest products from all the top vendors. Plus, Titleist and Callaway's new lines of 2023 clubs are here. Call your local store or stop in to speak with a golf expert today. Make this season your best by getting your own custom fitting at Shields.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be just fine. But you still don't feel confident. Utah's retirement specialist, Capital Wealth Advisors, has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take their checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on this list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, the team at Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get your copy of this free guide, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1223. Experts are telling people to lay off the disinfectant.
The COVID pandemic brought a huge uptick in the use of bleach, Lysol spray, and Clorox wipes. The EPA said stuff like this could kill viruses like COVID. But now the CDC is speaking out about the potential risks of a chemical found in basically anything that claims to kill 99.9% of germs. The chemical can actually weaken your immune system and increase antibiotic resistance. Officials say it's also extremely rare to get COVID from a surface in the first place. But experts say for everyday cleaning needs, soap and water, distilled vinegar, and baking soda are great alternatives. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Disney is reporting gearing up to start layoffs this week. CEO Bob Iger told employees about the layoffs yesterday. The job cuts will reportedly continue into the summer until they have cut around 7,000 workers. Watching Utah's money, Cracker Barrel is closing all their locations in Portland, Oregon. The company says the stores were not profitable enough. The company is following suit of Walmart, who announced it will close all its locations in the city earlier in the month because of an uptick in crime. It looks like a lot of people are gearing up to go on cruises. Carnival Cruise Lines is seeing record amounts of future bookings right now. It's another sign of travel demand rebounding in full force after the COVID pandemic. People in Greenland have switched to daylight saving time and moved their clocks 1 hour forward for the very last time. Country's leaders are breaking away from most of Europe with the move, but they say it helps them have an extra hour of daylight to do business. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 117 points. It sits at 33,314. S&P 500, it's down by 22. And the NASDAQ, down by 113 points. An update of your drive is coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
After more snow this weekend, it's good. Spring is almost here. It's spring weather this week, right?
Winter is coming.
Another blast of winter. She isn't done with us yet. Listen Tuesday and Wednesday for the latest. Drop in 2, 3, 4 times a day to KSL News Radio.
Hi, guys. It's Mark. Are you struggling with ED? Did you know that a major medical breakthrough is now available and it isn't a pill? Today, Tuesday, we're running a one-day special you won't want to miss out on. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most powerful form of wave therapy. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. This offer ends today. 801-901-8000.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.
Join KSL and the movie show Friday, March 31st at the State Capitol from 9 to noon. You might have some cash waiting for you. MyCash.utah.gov. KSL News Time 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We had a small accident westbound I-80 near State Street. It was out of traffic on the shoulder, but it's already pulled away. So we're back to a crash-free commute. The only delays we have is due to road work northbound I-215's West Belt between 2100 South and the I-80 junctions. And that's where they're blocking a couple of right lanes of travel. Now, this time yesterday, we were dealing with a freeway closure and extremely heavy delays, a very serious situation northbound I-15 in South Willard. Right now, if you're traveling I-15 north or southbound, you are good to go, and that's between Willard Bay all the way to Provo. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy. Cedar City, Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're looking at a high of 53 degrees today. Mostly sunny skies. Could feel a little spring-like. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, winds pick up out of the south, only to bring in more rain and snow late tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City and Park City. It's 25. Cedar City at this hour, 46.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1230, KSL's top story this hour. There are still delays on the S line after a crash this morning led to a power outage. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has details.
A vehicle collided with a power pole around 500 east between 7:30 and 8 a.m. this morning. The S line is still shut down as the accident caused a power outage on the line. According to the UTA's Twitter account, Rocky Mountain Power are advising people to keep their distance as there were exposed wires. UTA are asking passengers to catch the bus instead.
We will update you once the line is up and running again. One person is missing after a house fire in Spanish Fork this morning. The fire engulfed one side of a duplex where the person lives. People on the other side of the building were evacuated safely. It's unknown if the missing person was inside the home at the time of the fire. The cause is still unknown. A man is dead after getting caught in an avalanche in northwestern Utah County last night. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says two people were snowmobiling when the cloud of snow started coming down Pol Canyon near Cedar Fort.
The deposit of snow at the bottom, they're estimating is in excess of 30 feet deep. And where he was found 22 feet below the surface.
Cannon says the 38-year-old victim was wearing a beacon and had all the recommended safety equipment, but he says the sheer amount of snow was just too much to survive. KSL's top national stories. The mass shooting at a private school in Tennessee has many wondering what could have been done to prevent it. ABC's Jim Ryan says red flags were flying high.
Minutes before gunfire erupted here at the Covenant School, Paige Patton got a troubling text message from her old friend, Audrey Hale.
I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die.
Patton called a suicide hotline and then the Nashville Police non-emergency number.
They said they would send someone out to me. And they never did.
Soon, she started hearing about the carnage here at the school. Three children, three adults shot dead by Audrey Hale. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Nashville.
Utah Congressman Chris Stewart is weighing in on the school shooting in Tennessee. He appeared on Fox News and was asked what the focus should be moving forward.
We protected airports. We protect people who are flying in airplanes.
Why can't we implement a lot of those same procedures to protect children?
Stewart says there should be bipartisan work to find better ways to protect kids at schools, including standardizing safety measures. Stewart says the focus shouldn't be on banning guns. Utah Governor Spencer Cox is ordering flags to be flown at half staff in honor of the six Nashville school shooting victims. Now, the order only applies to state buildings, but the governor is also asking individuals and private companies to follow suit. Flags will stay lowered until sunset on Friday. If anyone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, a free confidential helpline is available. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. Call or text the National Lifeline at 988. At least 39 migrants are dead after a fire at a detention center in Mexico near the border with the U.S.
Mexico officials say all of the dead were migrants. 68 men from Central and South America were being held at that detention center when the fire broke out. Mexico's president says the fire was started by protesters who were angry about being deported, that they lit a mattress on fire and then the flames and smoke spread. There are dozens who are also injured from the fire. The center is right across the border from El Paso, Texas. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is reassuring lawmakers that his department is doing what it can to curb the influx of migrants and cartels at the southern border. Mayorkas says a majority of the fentanyl that enters the U.S. enters legally at a legal port of entry.
We are working intensely to devote additional resources to the ports of entry at the on the land of our southern border. That is where more than 90% of the fentanyl is transported through passenger vehicles, through trucks, by pedestrians that are lawfully coming into the United States through the ports of entry.
Mayorkas told the congressional panel that they are surging resources and agents to the border. France may be gearing up for pension reform in the face of protests and rising violence on the streets. The country's president, Emmanuel Macron, is proposing to raise the retirement age for most workers from 62 to 64. Up to 900,000 protesters are expected to show up throughout the day today in opposition of that move. Ahead of President Biden's visit, the U.K. is raising the terror threat level in Northern Ireland.
The U.K. government raising the terrorism threat level in Northern Ireland, with the country's spy agency ruling the risk of an attack is now severe and an incident believed to be highly likely. This comes ahead of President Biden's trip to the region meant to mark the anniversary of the peace deal known as the Good Friday Agreement, which put an end to the troubles that claimed 3,500 lives. Inez de la Guterre, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
University of Utah will soon have a new Center for Medical Cannabis Research. The center will be in charge of compiling research happening around the country about how cannabis can be used in healthcare. This after a bill passed in the last legislative session to build a cannabis research database in the state. KSL News Time, 12:36, and first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're looking at a crash-free commute on the Valley freeways, but the slowdowns continue on the West Belt. This is northbound I-215 between 2100 South and the I-80 Junction, and it's all due to construction. Remember, merge to the right to get around this. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The big test for the president is going to be his battle within his own party.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home. On KSL News Radio.
When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get
the power of doing it right.
Detailed project proposals, excellent customer service, and trusted professionals who get the job done on time and on budget.
The power of experience.
We're kings of the scaffolding and pros with the stucco. We've been there, done that. Get your project started at CertaPro.com and get
the power of pro.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows and geese to grebes. This spring migration, it's in full swing, and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County, it really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring. Along with spending time with our feathered friends, you'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Why not come take a soak in the Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world, and just let winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out BoxElderCounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's BoxElderCounty.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, there are still delays on the S line after a crash this morning led to a power outage. We'll continue to keep an eye on that for you, let you know when it reopens. KSL News Time, 1238. Some answers after last year's baby formula shortage.
The FDA largely blaming formula maker Abbott for the shortages, citing inadequate backup plans once its facility was shut down and having just one facility making routine and specialty formulas. Pandemic supply chain issues and panic buying were also factors. The FDA now says it will monitor the formula supply chain more closely to catch potential shortages faster, enhance inspections at formula facilities while promoting market diversification, so that a single plant doesn't hold critical baby formula hostage. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
At least 39 migrants are dead after a fire at a detention center in Mexico near the border with the U.S.
Mexico officials say all of the dead were migrants. 68 men from Central and South America were being held at that detention center when the fire broke out. Mexico's president says a fire was started by protesters who were angry about being deported, that they lit a mattress on fire and then the flames and smoke spread. There are dozens who are also injured from the fire. The center is right across the border from El Paso, Texas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And baseball's opening day has a new look.
Out with the old season.
The Houston Astros do it again. 2022 World Series champions.
And in with the new, Major League Baseball's opening day this week, bringing back baseball and bringing in some new rules for a game that goes back more than a century.
Nothing stays in exactly the same form. And the fact of the matter is the game had evolved naturally. It has changed dramatically.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred telling ABC News some of the new rules are there to help speed up a game that had slowed down and was averaging over 3 hours long.
The game historically was played in a window 2.5 to 2:45, and in a lot of ways we think we're restoring baseball to when it was the most popular.
By introducing a timer on the pitchers and the hitters.
I think that fans will notice that the game has a brisk pace to it.
Another big change, the bases, literally bigger from 15 inches across to 18. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, Salt Lake City has PD has been on the scene of a crash at 9th South and Main Street, but that should be in the final cleanup stages. We have also had roadwork delays on 3rd West between 9th South and about 2100 South. So just be aware, if you're traveling that area either direction on 3rd West, you could see slower speeds than normal. Where you will definitely see some slowdowns, that's northbound I-215's West Belt with construction delays between 2100 South up to I-80. Remember, those left lanes are blocked to traffic. Canyon View Medical, from family medicine to urgent care to women's care, sports medicine, and pediatrics. Canyon View Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More sunshine today with a high of 53. We'll go mostly sunny. Overnight lows, mid-30s. And for tomorrow, 57. Rain, snow, showers working in late. And then snow showers expected Thursday with a high of 43. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, crews working on some overhanging rocks in Provo Canyon. We'll go in depth with that coming up next.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move.
Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com. Or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a small business, you've probably been hearing a lot about the ERC, how it's worth up to $26,000 per employee, how easy it is, you know the spiel. So why am I still talking to you about it now? Because many of you still haven't filed a claim. But Innovation Refunds can help you close the book on this thing. They're backed by one of the big CPA firms the corporations use, so they can determine once and for all if your business qualifies. And it's free to find out. Go to InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there are significant delays on the S line. A vehicle collided with a power pole around 500 East, which caused the line to lose power. UTA are advising passengers to catch the bus instead. KSL News Radio's Hugh Ericard Bell.
Second, the body of a snowmobiler was recovered this morning near Provo in Pole Canyon. Search and rescue crews believe the man was caught in an avalanche last night. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns due to road work. This is northbound on the West Belt. As soon as you're passing 2100 South, you're going to be pushed over into the right lanes of travel. And these delays will continue up to the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Somewhat spring-like today with mostly sunny skies. High of 53. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 46 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Nashville police say their investigation shows the shooter in yesterday's attack at Covenant School targeted the school and church building, but say the shootings appear to be random. Six were killed before police moved in, including three children. Police identified the shooter as 28-year-old Audrey Hale and say Hale purchased seven guns at five stores and all were purchased legally. ABC's Jim Ryan is near the campus with more on the police response.
Small bathroom. Clear.
Police body-worn camera shows a disciplined and quick search of the first floor of the Covenant School. The officers follow the sound of gunfire upstairs, confront Audrey Hale standing near a large arched window, and open fire. Hale drops to the floor as officers close in. It was 14 minutes from the first shots until the last. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Nashville.
Police also say that they talked with Hale's parents and were told Hale was under doctor's care for an emotional disorder and thought that she only had one weapon and had sold it. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Delays could start stacking up in Provo Canyon with crews closing the road within the hour to clear out some overhanging rocks. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT Senior Communications Manager Jeff DuPay. Jeff, thanks for being with me today.
Glad to be with you, Maria.
So first of all, describe for us what the problem is. What's with these overhanging rocks?
So a couple of weeks ago when we actually had the road closed, when we had an avalanche come down that crossed 189, we had some additional rock fall that came down and landed on the connector ramp that connects 800 North in Orem to US 189 in Provo Canyon. And so so we closed the road for safety, and with this closure, as our technical experts got in and looked at the situation, they noticed that there was a lot of loose material underneath a shelf that is now exposed. And so that shelf really creates a safety hazard, and we want to make sure that we can bring that shelf down in a controlled and safe manner so that we can get the rock cleared out and get the ramp reopened.
So when do the closures start?
The closures have been in place since the night of March 17th, when we and with all the rain and snow that we've receiving, that's essentially coupled that with the freeze thaw that we've had, it works as like nature's chisel, and it just kind of works its way into the fissures and cracks, and so the rock underlying rock gave way, exposing this shelf.
Okay, so Jeff, describe what's going to be happening today.
So today we're going to be removing at least a portion of that shelf. We hired specialty crews to come in, and they've been working on drilling in holes into the rock face, and then they're going to insert charges so that they can then detonate those charges and start bringing down this rock in two or three different detonations.
Okay, so that will result in closures this afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock, and how long do you expect them to last?
Each of these closures will be up to about 20 minutes, and that allows the crews to detonate the rock, clear out any rock that may get onto the roadway, and then prepare for the next detonation.
Okay, so this is between 1 and 3, as I understand it?
Yeah, we have three planned closures. We're hoping we can do it in just two, but we have that third one just in case some additional work is going to be needed.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.